Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe. I know your English will improve today, as always. Well, are you ready for a fun lesson? You've heard that laughter is the best medicine, and the title of today's lesson is Laughter is the Best Cold Medicine. Okay, so first, we have the biology of laughter. That's what we'll be learning all about today. What does laughter do for your body? Pay attention to the keywords from today's lesson and be ready for the SC challenge later on. Open your magazine and let's begin.
Laughter is the best cold medicine. Laugh your way to better health. The biology of laughter. Good-natured fun will make the waning winter colds and flus lose their sting. Here's how to add some lightness until summer and wellness set in. With the weather still on this side of chilly, it might be better to stay in and nest, especially when nursing a cold. Once you've got your medicine, pajamas and hot cocoa at the ready. Grab something that will tickle your funny bone, because laughing can help speed up the healing process, according to Steve Wilson, a Columbus, Ohio-based psychologist and aptly titled Joyologist.
Welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 wane 这个动词。wane 是指衰退或减弱。例如 ，As David grew older, his passion for music began to wane. David 的年纪渐长，对音乐的热情就日渐消退。或者是 My patience wanes really fast when you keep me waiting like this. 当你让我继续这样干等，我的耐心会很快速的消失。wane 也可以指月亮变缺。例如 ,the moon begins to wane after a full moon. 满月之后月亮就会开始变缺。接下我们看的是 aptly, 这个副词。aptly 是指适当地或者是贴切地。例如 ,the teacher was aptly nicknamed Einstein by his students because of his crazy hair. 这位老师被学生取了爱因斯坦这个非常适合他的外号，因为他的头发很乱。如果去掉字尾的 ly, apt 就是形容词。例如 ,the reporter gave an apt description of the incident in his news coverage. 这位记者在新闻报道中对这个事件做了很中肯的叙述。
That's so funny.
Yeah, I don't know, Rebecca. We're just laughing. It's just good to laugh, you know?
Laughing is so good for you. But hey, Gabe, I actually got a joke.
You have a joke.
I got a joke.
Well,
you
I hope、
ready?
It's funny.
Of course, it's going to be funny.
Yeah, go ahead. Okay.
Why did the chicken cross the road?
Why did the chicken cross the road? I don't know, but it's a great question.
To get to the other side.
To get to the other side? That's not even funny. I love it. Friends, laughter really is the best cold medicine. Ooh, I like that the word cold is in there.
Yes.
It kind of reminds me of Rebecca. You know, does anybody ever tell you that your joke was cold?
My joke was, oh, Gabe, of course not. My jokes are never cold. They're only funny.
They're only funny. Well, friends, if you go to the West, like the United States or another country, if the joke wasn't that funny, we wouldn't use the word cold. We would actually use another word, lame. L-A-M-E.
Yes, that joke was so lame.
I'm being serious, Rebecca.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, right.
That joke was so lame. So...We know that you like to say, ah, 那个是很冷的笑话. But in English, ah, that is such a lame joke.
Lame joke. Well, anyway, Gabe, I only tell funny jokes.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any...
That's funny. Was that a joke?
No, I was being serious.
Oh, okay.
Really.
Oh, right.
Okay. But you know what I think is really cool about our lesson? Is that it talks about how laughing is good for your health. Our lesson reads, laugh your way.To better health. So that means if we laugh, we'll be healthier.
Exactly.
So let's laugh. That was great.
But seriously, friends, it's true. All right, let's continue here learning about something very funny,
yes.
The biology of laughter.
That's so funny.
Yeah, well, it's important anyway. Let's learn something here. Good-natured fun will make the waning winter colds and flus lose their sting. Okay, so of course, around the winter season, people often get colds or maybe they'll get a flu. And so sometimes we say those things have a sting, or in other words, they're painful. But when the waning winter colds, that means the cold is going away. So good-natured fun will make the waning winter colds and flus lose their sting. It'll be easier to manage these things.
That's right, and in our lesson we see here's how to add some lightness until summer and wellness set in. With the weather still on this side of chilly meaning kind of cold, it might be better to stay in and nest, especially when nursing a cold. I know, that's really funny.
That's so true, Rebecca. Oh, and you know what time it is. You know what time it is.
It's time to laugh.
No.
It's twin time. That's right.
It's time to laugh. It's time to laugh at the twins. Well, they're going to be talking about this word chili. Let's join them now.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to A Closer Look Twin Time. I'm your teacher, Christina.
And I'm your teacher, Serena. Today, we are going to take a closer look at the word chilly. The word chilly is an adjective, and it simply means cold, but not to the point where it's freezing cold. When a place is chilly, it's usually cold enough to wear a jacket. Let's take a look at our sentence from the article. With the weather still on this side of chilly, it might be better to stay in and nest, especially when nursing a cold. This just means the weather is still a little cold outside, and it may be better to stay indoors. Let's take a look at an example sentence. It's chilly in the movie theater, so make sure to bring a sweater. This means the movie theater is a little cold, so bring a sweater. You know, in the summer, I realized that even though it may be very hot outside, many places inside tend to be chilly, most likely because the air conditioning is on very high. And now that fall has passed, it's not so chilly anymore. It's getting cold, so stay warm. Now, chilly has a different meaning as well. It can mean to be unfriendly. Here's an example sentence. Flora smiled at the waitress, but she gave her a chilly look. So even though Flora smiled at the waitress did not smile back at Flora. She looked at her in an unfriendly way. Well, that's all the time we have for today. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, ladies. That was a great explanation of chili. Well, moving on, we read, once you've got your pajamas, some people say pajamas, and hot cocoa at the ready, grab something that will tickle your funny bone.
It's
really funny.
It's funny because really the funny bone, we don't tickle our funny bones. When we hit our funny bone, it hurts.
Gabe, have you ever hit your funny bone and then started laughing?
No, I've never hit my funny bone and started laughing. I hit my funny bone and start crying. Friends, have you ever hit your funny bone? Okay, well, you know, the funny bone is right there at your elbow. Actually, it's not really a bone at all. It's a nerve. And when you pinch that nerve and it hits the bone, then it really hurts. Have you ever hit your funny bone, Rebecca?
Yes, Gabe. And it hurt so bad, I didn't laugh.
Yeah.
I was like, ouch, ouch. I think it's so funny that it's called a funny bone.
That is kind of funny. And it's funny when you say ouch because you're in pain.
Yeah. So that's really funny. Yeah. Well, anyway, we're talking about the funny bone. So grab something that will tickle your funny bone, which isn't really that funny.
Yeah, so what does that mean if you're tickling your funny bone? Oh, something tickled my funny bone. Does it mean something makes you laugh?
Something must make you laugh. Yes, definitely. So I should just laugh?
Just laugh! Rebecca, what tickles your funny bone?
Because you told me to laugh.
Oh, right, okay. I thought maybe you saw me and something looked funnier.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I was actually thinking of a joke.
Oh, what joke?
Why did the chicken cross the road?
Again?
Oh,
this
right.
joke?
I thought it would be funny a second time.
It is funny a second time. I prefer not to hear the answer, though. Okay, so friends, tickle your funny bone or do something that makes you laugh. Well, because laughing can help speed up the healing process, according to Steve Wilson. Now, let's talk about that little phrase. It's not funny. Get serious now. This phrase, speed up. what does that mean, Rebecca? Rebecca, are you okay?
Yes, I'm great. Okay, let's speed up the healing process. Well, that just means that you make something happen faster. So that means you get better faster.
Yeah, exactly. So what other things can you speed up? If you can speed up a process, you can also slow down a process. For example, if you're sick and you're sad, that will slow down the healing process. So you want to try to do things that make you happy.
Right.
Or something like this. Email.
Yes.
Email is great, but LINE really speeds up the communication process, in my opinion.
Absolutely, Gabe. Now, what about cooking? If you want to speed up the cooking process, you can just increase the temperature of the oven just a little bit and the food will cook faster.
I like that example. Well, Rebecca, Steve Wilson is known as a joyologist. Which
That's
is funny. It's not even a real word, but
no,
I mean, it's great. It really describes him. Well, friends, we do have a lot more to learn, so stay tuned.
Hey, Gabe, are you ready to have some fun?
Always, Rebecca.
Let's play the laughing game.
Wait, what's the laughing game?
Okay, well, I start out by saying one ha, then you say ha two times, then I say three times, you just add an extra ha.
Is that funny?
Yeah, let's try it. Ready? Ha.
Ha. Ha.
Ha ha ha.
Ha 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 ha.
Ha 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 ha.
Ha 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 ha. Ha ha.
Ha, 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 ha.
Okay, let's try to go as fast as we can.
Okay. Why are you laughing?
What? 12, 13. I lost count. I don't even know.
Oh, isn't that fun?
Well, friends. Yeah, that's the laughing game.
Mm-hmm.
Now to get serious again.
Okay, let's be serious.
Because we have a serious lesson ahead of us
about laughing.
The biology of laughter.
Laughter is the best cold medicine. Laughter has its own biology, says the member of the American Association for Therapeutic Humor. Laughter increases relaxation, reduces stress and pain. Laughter also reduces adrenaline in the bloodstream, which can interfere with healing. That said, here is a recipe that will starve your cold and feed your funny bone. Find something to laugh about. Go to the humor section of the library and grab some of your favorite funny authors and pore over them when you're in your comfy reading chair. If you are too tired to read yourself, have someone read to you, Wilson says. The stimulation will change your brain chemistry, which will pull you along to health.
All right, 接下来我们看的是 therapeutic 这个形容词。 Therapeutic 是指治疗性的或者具有疗效的，所以它的重音是 P-E-U 这个音节念成 therapeutic。例如 ，many people find keeping pets very therapeutic， 许多人都发现养宠物非常具有疗效。它的名词是 therapy， T-H-E-R-A-P-Y， 意思是治疗或治或者是疗法。这个时候重音是在第一个音节念成 therapy。例如 ，Kenny benefits a lot from physical therapy。Kenny 因为做物理治疗进步许多。继续我们看的是 pour 这部及物动词。Pour over 这个动词片语是指仔细阅读或者是认真的钻研。例如 ，Sean spent the whole night poring over all the related files before this morning's meeting。Sean 在今天早上的会议之前花了整个晚上详读所有相关的档案。或者是 The detective pored over the threatening letters trying to figure out who wrote them. 这位警探认真地从恐吓信中寻找蛛丝马迹，试着想出写的人是谁。And now, let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you, Michelle. Well, in our lesson, we learn laughter has its own biology, says the member of the American Association for Therapeutic Humor.And let's take a look at that word, therapeutic. If something is therapeutic, it just means that it makes you feel happier and more relaxed.
Yes, what is therapeutic for you? Sometimes it's not just going to the hospital. Sometimes it could be doing something at home. Mm-hmm. Like some people really don't enjoy doing chores, but for other people, sweeping the floor or washing dishes could be kind of therapeutic for you.
That's right. Or for myself, I find gardening very therapeutic.And playing the piano, so relaxing and therapeutic.
I just noticed something funny about this word.
What's that?
Pew.
That's really funny.
Pew is what we say when something smells, and the word pew is in therapeutic.
Oh, that's really funny. Well, Gabe, do you know, guess what?
What's up?
The guys have something that they would like to say about the title, huh? Laughter's the best cold medicine.
They always make me laugh.
Me too.
Let's go to the info class.
Yeah, let's
guys,
do that.
They look so funny.
One device writers use when trying to come up with a title is using a quotation from literature or a song.
Let's look at some examples from American literature. Ernest Hemingway adopted a phrase from the book of Ecclesiastes in the Bible for the title of his novel, The Sun Also Rises.
William Faulkner used a phrase in Shakespeare's Macbeth to name his novel, The Sound and the Fury.
John Steinbeck's well-known The Grapes of Wrath came from the Battle Hymn of the Republic, a popular song during the American Civil War.
Okay, what about a title like Laughter is the Best Cold Medicine? Well, we've all heard laughter is the best medicine, right? Well, this saying originated in the book of Proverbs from the Bible. A joyful heart is good medicine, but a broken spirit...dries up the bones.
By adding the word cold to this well-known saying, the writer is putting a twist on something familiar. On seeing the title, the reader is able to relate right away and get the message that laughing helps alleviate a cold.
Right, the familiarity makes the title easy to remember. Friends, if you have a hard time coming up with a title for a piece of writing,Why not look for something familiar? It might be an effective tool to get your message across.
当你在写作时，你会不会为了文章的题目烦恼？若是想不出适合的题目，不妨采用现成的。我当然不是要你去抄袭别人，而是采用文学、电影或歌曲里头读者熟悉的人事物的名称。这是一种传达文章讯息的一种方法。美国作家 Hemingway, 海明威 Faulkner, 福克纳 Steinbeck, 史坦贝克都曾用过这个手法。那有时候我们也可以在熟悉的词句稍作修改，加上一两个字，以传达你想要传达的讯息。像 Laughter is the best medicine 是人人皆知的句子，笑是最好的良药。如果改成 Laughter is the best cold medicine,就可以更进一步表达笑是最好治感冒的良药。 这就是今天的 InfoCloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thanks, guys. We needed something serious. Okay, let's continue here. Laughter increases relaxation, reduces stress and pain. Laughter also reduces adrenaline in the bloodstream. And adrenaline, this can interfere with healing. What does it mean to interfere with something? You're interrupting the flow or stopping something. You're slowing down something in, or affecting it in a negative way.
Exactly, exactly. And there are so many different ways that you can use this word interfere. But right now, it's time for us to check out the SE Challenge. What is going on with the SE Challenge? I don't know. It could be funny.
It's time again for the SE Challenge. Let's meet our players. What is your name?
Francis.
Hello, Francis. And what's your name?
I'm Albert.
Awesome, Albert. Cool. Fantastic, Francis, and awesome, Albert. Here are the words from today's lesson. Waning, aptly, therapeutic, and pouring. I will admit they are a little more difficult than usual. Are you ready for a challenge?
I'm ready.
Okay, he's always ready. Are you ready?
Sure.
Sure. Okay, here we go. Here is the first sentence.I felt my energy blank after the long, tiring show. Yes, Albert?
The first one, waning.
I felt my energy waning after the long, tiring show. Yes, very good job. 1 point for Albert. Here's number two. Some people don't like washing dishes, but I think it is very blank. Some people don't like washing dishes, but...I think it is very... What do you think it is, Francis?
I guess it's aptly.
Aptly? Aptly is a 副词, but we're looking for an adjective. I think it is very... Maybe healing or very relaxing.
Therapeutic.
Wait, hold on. Say that again.
Therapeutic.
Yes, therapeutic. Let's see if that works. Some people don't like washing dishes, but I think it is very therapeutic. And that is true.
That's just right.
We have 1-1.Here's our game point. Samantha is blank over several letters from her boyfriend. Albert, did you raise your hand?
No, what's that again?
Samantha is blank over several letters from her boyfriend. I'll give you a hint. This is a verb. Samantha is doing something. She's... Albert?
Pouring?
Pouring, you said. Pouring. Let's see.Samantha is poring over several letters from her boyfriend. Yes, it is true. 2 points for Albert, 1 for Francis. Very good job. High five, you guys. Thank you for joining us for today's SC Challenge.
Laughter is the best medicine. If you're nursing a cold, perhaps you want to stay inside in your pajamas with hot cocoa and a funny book to read. Laughter causes relaxation.Reduces stress and pain, and reduces the flow of adrenaline, which interferes with healing. The stimulation of reading something funny will change your brain chemistry and help with healing.
Well, Rebecca, do you know what's really, really funny?
What?
It's the end of today's program.
Okay. Well, you know what's really, really, really funny?
Huh?
Is we get to come back tomorrow.
We always have to be here. Friends, we'll see you next time right here at
Studio Classroom.
Bye-bye.